The government and the police are fighting to shake off claims they are soft on crime. Small retailers are being offered a $4,000 payment to help cover the cost of having a fog cannon installed. A $4 million fund will also be set up to support councils in Auckland, Hamilton and Bay of Plenty to roll out crime prevention measures on a dollar-for-dollar basis. The existing $6 million ram raid fund will also be expanded to cover stores that have experienced aggravated robbery in the past year. And this morning, the police are announcing more patrols in shopping precincts with increased reports of crime. And the police will also be taking a strong stance on repeat and adult offenders. But Sunny Koshal, a long-term advocate for dairy owners and small retailers, is not impressed. His answer is tougher penalties for offenders.
Right now, the offenders have no fear of police, no fear of law, no fear of being caught or any consequences whatsoever.
Dairies across the country closed their doors for 2 hours yesterday to mark the death of shop worker Janak Patel. But while it was quiet at the shop front, a protest outside Jacinda Ardern's electorate office grew loud with sadness and anger.
Change the law! Change the law! Change the law!
Janak Patel's father, Kalida, spoke to RNZ through a translator.
He says he wants the harshest punishment for the offenders. I mean, he doesn't want another Janak to lose his life.
When the Prime Minister fronted with an announcement of more government funding for fog cannons, Jacinda Ardern pushed back on accusations her government had been soft on crime.
Every year since taking office, we've also increased the policing budget, including by a record 16% in the 2019-2020 year. This compares to 2 years of frozen budgets under National and other years that saw increases between just 1% and 2%. We must continue to ensure that any debate on crime is based on fact, evidence, investment and change. I am committed to that.
But on Checkpoint last night, the police minister, Chris Hipkins, still couldn't confirm dairy owners who apply now would get a fog cannon this year.
No, I can't guarantee that. One of the challenges is going to be making sure that the suppliers, the contractors who install the fog cannons, can actually get enough. There's an international shortage of fog cannons. There's a lot, you know, New Zealand is not the only country that's experiencing this pressure at the moment. But we're basically now removing constraints at the government end. So it's now a matter of the contractors getting as many of them into the country as they can and working with those businesses who want them to get them installed.
So have we been a bit slow off the mark here?
No, well, the government has, the police, have secured somewhere between 600 and 700 fog cannons that will be available between now and Christmas. And I imagine, you know, that doesn't mean they'll be installed between now and Christmas, but they will be in country by the end of the year. That means that, you know, when the first few months of next year, those businesses who are part of the Retail Crime Prevention Fund and who are getting a fog cannon through that, they should be able to get access to them. In terms of the, you know, and therefore the constraint will be the contractors just working with the businesses to arrange times and to get them installed.
That is Chris Hipkins speaking to Lisa Owen on Checkpoint last night. Janak Patel's father, Kalidas Patel, speaking here through a translator, says that change can't come soon enough.
We don't want any more Janak Patels to go before the government starts to act. Our Prime Minister keeps talking repeatedly about the money that's being spent. We want accountability. Every dollar that goes off our taxpayers for these ram raids, they need to be accountable.
Kalidas Patel there speaking through a translator.